We are coming back for game two of our doubleheader. It's sub-state championship Saturday, and it's going to be hard for the Jeff West girls and Hayden Wildcats to put forth an effort. And what we saw in the boys' sub-state championship game, where Hayden defeated Sabetha 71-67 in double overtime. So it was the Wildcats, the sixth seed in that bracket, beating the top seed and a top six team in 3A. And it's the Hayden Wildcat boys on their way to Hutchinson next week for that state tournament. But we got the nightcap here, the Jeff West girls and the Hayden Wildcats. Of course, ACCHS had all sorts of struggles last night with the same Wildcats team, getting down by as many as 40 and close to 50. Wildcats would go on to win it 57-10. They led that game 46-6 at the end of the third quarter. And the Wildcats, again, had three players in double figures. And the Jeff West Tigers tonight are going to need some big-time performances. And similar to what they got from Ella Dickey and Kinley Stones in that win over Hiawatha last night, which was a 51-41 at Tigers win. Dickey finished the game with a double-double, 18 points and 10 rebounds, and then 21 from Kinley Stones and 6 rebounds as well. Those two combined for 39 points, 16 rebounds, and they were 12 of 13 at the line. So very clutch, including some big shots in the fourth quarter to keep the Redhawks at bay. But again, it's going to be a tall task for Jeff West tonight, taking on number two in the state. It's the Wildcats and the Tigers. A trip to Hutchinson is on the line. Game two of our doubleheader is coming your way next here after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Kansaland Radio.
It's going to be Ella Dickey, a senior. Again, a big double-double, 18-10 in the win against Hiawatha last night in the semifinals. Hallie Tuck is a senior guard. Kinley Stones, the monster tonight, a senior with 21 against Hiawatha. Sophomore Colby Noel and senior Burley Sanders rounding out the post presence for the Tigers. Again, for Jeff West and Dan Heights, 9 wins and 13 losses on the year. It's Dickey, it's Tuck, Stones, Noel, and Sanders as well. So 3A number 2 Hayden and head coach Carville Riddleston, 18 wins and 4 losses on the year, beating ACCHS last night by 47 points. They're going to go like this. Avery Gruner is a 5'6 senior. They got Lauren Sandstrom, a 6-foot senior, along with Amelia Ramsey, who is a 6-foot junior. Riley Meyer had a big second half against ACCHS, finishing with 13 points. In the lineup, of course, the 5'11 junior and then Norma Greco in the backcourt, a guard position there, rounding out that starting five for the Wildcats. So again, Gruner, Sandstrom, Ramsey, Meyer, and Greco. Chance Lake, our studio producer. We got Paige hanging around still, keeping it locked down. Of course, no Sabetha channel for game number two. We're just dialed in on KNZA, but Paige hanging around with us as well. Brandon Tamman with you. Our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. So Jeff West, the road team tonight, the all black. Hayden, the home team tonight, and the all whites. The Wildcats and the Tigers. The Sabetha boys losing an absolute heartbreaker. And the first sub-state title game tonight in double overtime to the Wildcats. That was a 71-67 final. Now we get the girls' sub-state title here tonight with Jeff West and Topeka Hayden. Jeff West going to have to stay in it early and keep this thing relatively close Wildcats can go on runs, and they did so multiple times last night, including an 18-0 run in the third quarter. And the Tigers of ACCHS nearly at one point went two full quarters without scoring a point. This Jeff West team has good guard play. They're senior heavy. And arguably the toughest matchup that the Tigers have seen in any game this season. And this one with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Here we go. It's Hayden from right to left in the all-white jerseys. The opening possession of tonight's girls' sub-state final. Ramsey setting a high ball screen here on Sandstrom. Get it off to Greco on the wing. She'll hesitate. Now fire a three. Halfway down, no good. Ramsey, though, an offensive rebound to keep it alive. Another three's on the way. A tie off the heel, no. And a rebound for Colby Noel. So two good looks from three. Old Hayden needs to go. And now the Tigers get their first possession. There's Stones curling around the arc. Into the paint. Back to Noel. She'll curl in the lane. Five contact, no call for John Sanders. They're missing. Still tipping around after an opportunity. And finally, Meyer cleans it away for the Wildcats. So both teams had an early miss and an offensive rebound. Second chance tries unsuccessful for both. No score, 55 seconds in. Another three. Grunert on the way. It's a little bit strong. It was on target. Chasing it down here in the near corner, Ella Dickey. No score past that minute mark of the opening quarter. Jeff West, Dickey going coast to coast. Layup, count it, and the foul. And the Tigers are on the board first with an and-one opportunity from the senior, Ella Dickey. And the foul's on Ramsey. 2-0. Tigers in front. Chance at a three-point play. She was solid at the line. 5 of 6 in the game last night against the Redhawks. And she continues and caps off a three-point play. A 3-0 Jeff West lead at 6:50 to go in the opening frame. Here is Grunert, right set on the wing. She's 0-for-2 behind the arc here in the early going. Here is Meyer. And they throw it away. They were looking for Sandstrom in the short corner left. It's too much on it. And the first turnover for the Wildcats. They went all the way into the second half last night against ACCHS before committing their first turnover. They commit one a minute 20 into this one tonight against Jeff West. They break the press. Noel's pass to Sanders left side. Throws it up. Missed everything. Ramsey strong and pulls away a rebound. Jeff West a little more guard heavy. Here's Greco again, a deep three. She is got it to go. And a quick timeout called by the Wildcats, a 30. So Greco drills a three to tie the game. It is 3-3, not even 2 minutes in, and the first timeout, the 30, taken by Hayden. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. I think a key for tonight's game for Jeff West, you can't rely on the three. You got to do what Dickey did on that first bucket. You got to attack the rack. You got to try to get some of these Wildcat post players maybe into some early foul trouble. Get them on the bench. Get some of those backups in. Hayden certainly has capable players. They'll go 2, 3, maybe 4 extra off the bench throughout the course of the game, but can't live or die by the three. You got to attack, and that's certainly something Dickey and Stones did yesterday against Hiawatha. They're going to have to do it again here tonight to spring an upset. Out of the 30-second timeout, Hayden showing some pressure in the full court with a 3-3 tie. Dickey guarded by Greco. Greco, the leading steals getter for the Wildcats at over 3 a game. Dickey curls, kicks it right, tuck in the corner, tries a 3. It's off the rim, no, and a rebound for Grunert and the Wildcats. Here's Greco diving in from the right wing, looking for Ramsey. Pat sails away, and the ball still being kicked around, and it's out of bounds. And fortunate for the Wildcats, they will keep the possession. Dickey kind of tripped over it, and it rolled out of bounds here to the near side. 3-3 tie, just over 2 minutes into this game. That one tipped into the backcourt and picked up by Greco. Greco down the middle from right to left. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers here early in a 3-3 tie. Here's Grunert, deep right on the wing. Ramsey now at the point. She is a very capable three-point shooter. They go over the top. Sandstrom too easy over Sanders. Good, and the foul. They go over the top. 10-point pass, and Lauren Sandstrom with a chance at a three-point play. Wildcats have their first lead at 5-3. First foul for Jeff West to get Markstrom had 11 in the game against ACCHS, averaging almost 13 per game. A couple subs in for the Wildcats. Or they thought about bringing in a couple subs. They'll hold off there and wait until Sandstrom fires the first free throw or the lone free throw. Missed it, and Sanders the rebound. So Sandstrom can't cap the three-point play. It's 5-3. Aiden by two at 5:24 clock, moving first period. Dickey working around. Greco picks it up, nearly has it taken away, gets it off to Tuck. Good switch there up top on Aiden defense. Now it's Sandstrom guarding Dickey. Dribbles left, angles towards the wing, stops there, maybe got away with a walk. Sandstrom knocks it away. Now Tuck, good pass inside, and Sanders, nice drive and dish. It's too easy, puts it there for Burley Sanders, and it's now 5-5. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this first quarter. Steph West hanging around here in the early going. Good to see. Here's Sandstrom up top. Right side, Turner. She's open. A three on the way. This one a little bit strong. She's missed her first three. Now Ramsey a rebound. Back to Gruner. Here's Greco. And a good dart inside. And that's an easy layup for Sandstrom. And that was all set up by the offensive rebound by Ramsey. 7-5. Hayden's lead is 2. 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Get a whistle and a foul on the floor. Drive there by Dickey, and it stops the clock at 4:25. Greco picks up the first, and team second.
Reagan Husher in for the Wildcats.
Now we get Reagan Husher into the game. Jeff West trying to throw it in, needing two, finally dumping it into the backcourt with Noel. Here's Tuck to Noel, gets in the paint, trying to dump one down, and again, Sanders is open. She lays it in again. Good drive and dump. Sanders with back-to-back bucket. She's got 4, and we're deadlocked at 7 as we hit the halfway points of this first quarter. Inside, Ramsey turning on 3 black jerseys. They kick it back out. Here is Meyer, 3, front rim, no. Sandstrom, a rebound, up and in. The size of difference so far as Sandstrom, a second chance bucket, makes it 9-7. Hayden back in front by 2. Noel, now Dickey in the corner. Baseline drive, gets all the way underneath. Lost it, a steal and a foul. Reagan Husher had it underneath, picks off the pass, and then draws a Jeff West foul.
I like dress Saturday as getting down near the basket, though. Burley has been getting down in the basket, took care off the board, and Jeff West still going to want to start doing that. But I just saw there, Hayden got in there and into that pass. And so, good job for Hayden. It's just funny to realize that, you know, they're going down to the post, doing a good job of getting into Sanders, and a good way to stop that from happening even more.
Well, that's foul on Sanders. After a couple of buckets, she's got 2 fouls, and now has to take a seat. And a whistle of travel here on the left wing against Meyer, and that's a Hayden turnover. Their second of the first quarter. The 9-7 Wildcats lead at 3:27 left in the frame. Get another sub in for the Wildcats. This will be Bella Reed. First minutes for the 5'7 junior. Addison Schwinn took the spot of Sanders a moment ago for Jeff West. 9-7 the Hayden lead. Back and forth we go here in this first period. 3A sub-state title game. Trip to Hutch on the line next week. Here's Stone spinning in. Splits a couple, lays it in. Getting around 3 white jerseys. And Kinley Stone is on the board, and we're tied at 9. Jeff West attacking the rack and getting buckets at the rim. 3 minutes to go in this first. We're deadlocked at 9. Here's Greco left corner. Darts a pass. It's Bella Reed. Dives in. Back to Meyer. Closed out there. Good defense by Schwinn. Greco resets. Works it right. Now Reed on the wing. Skips it near side to Husher. She'll drive. And a 3 seconds in the lane. Ramsey couldn't get out. The Wildcats turnover. 3 early turnovers for Hayden here in the quarter. 2:41 to go and a 9-9 tie. Tigers get it back. Chance to take the lead. They will have to go up against some pressure here in the full court. They'll get it into Stones. Correction that Dickey from Stones. And the Wildcats kind of back things off. Play man-to-man in the full court. It is Greco defending Dickey, hands it off to Stones, and they get Greco trying to switch the screen there. And with a little bump, and Greco picks up her second foul. So Greco with two for the Wildcats, Sanders with two for the Tigers. And that'll bring up Gruner back into the game as Greco needs to take a seat with the two fouls here. 2.5 minutes left in this first, a 9-9 tie. Here's Noel looking for the back door. They get it to Dickey inside. Shot rejected at the rim by Meyer, and then she is fouled. Good defense by Briley Meyer, rejecting Dickey's drive and layup attempt. And the foul on Noel, that is her first, team third. Tate gets it back, 20 left in this first quarter. Deadlocked at 9. This girls' sub-state title game. Here's Meyer, left side to Reed. They get Sandstrom on a cut, back to Reed. They go back to the top of the key here. This is Meyer. A reset up top with Reagan Hoosier. 5'7 senior, right side pass to Gruner on the wing, looking inside, wants Sandstrom on a curl, and an illegal screen is set, and a turnover by the Wildcats. They get Reagan Hoosier with the foul, her first, and the fourth turnover of the quarter. They didn't have four turnovers all game against ACCHS last night, and the Tigers forcing some here in the early going. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter, still 9-9. Hayden trying to press through in the half court, launching a pass. Schwinn in the right corner, finds it on the backside. Another rejection. But I think a foul's going to be called. The block by Meyer, but they get her for the body, and it's going to be a shooting foul. So this puts Noel at the line for two. Noel, 4 points, all from the free throw line against Hiawatha last night. And she connects on the first, and the Tigers have a 10-9 lead. 1:46 left in this first quarter. Second on the way. Off the heel, no, and a rebound for Hayden. So 1-for-2 there for Colby Noel. Jeff West 10, Hayden 9 at 1:35 to go in this quarter. The near turnover forced again by Jeff West, but Hayden fortunate to keep alive here. Hayden led ACCHS 13-2 after the first quarter last night. Hoosier drives from the right wing, kicks it. Sandstrom, left wing, triple. This one a little strong. Hoosier, though, an offensive rebound. Another second chance here for Hayden. Sandstrom, top of the key. Gruner now a touch left side. Gruner, ball screen all the way, shot no, but a foul and two free throws coming up here for Avery Gruner, a 5'6 senior. Looking for her first points tonight. They get the foul on Tuck, her first.
Hayden does a really good job of finding different girls to work with. They're not just heavily relying on Sandstrom or anyone else really that matter. I mean, Sandstrom definitely does a good job of, you know, holding the ball and making shots with it, but they definitely do pass around and get other girls involved as well, which is really nice to see, especially on this high-level play.
Gruner hits the first free throw. First attempt here tonight for her. She had 7 against ACCHS last night. Second for Gruner on the way. Spins it in there. She goes 2-for-2. Has 2. Lead is 1 for the Wildcats. They go inside. Noel, 11-10 is the score. Spins on a 3 jerseys. Tough play. Tried to draw a foul. Didn't get it. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Ramsey. Gotta like Jeff West trying to attack inside. That has been their game plan so far, and they're only down 1. Dickey trying to throw it in. Bouncing it short corner. Stones now backing out into the corner. Spins on Hoosier, gets inside underneath the bucket, flips it up, but the slide step is called for a travel. Turnover number 2 by Jeff West at 1:05 to go in the quarter. Hayden gets it back, leading 11-10. Good start for Jeff West in this game. They've got a lot of intensity on both ends of the floor. Ramsey over the top. That's where they have the advantage, and that's too easy. Ramsey, her first basket after 12 last night against ACCHS, and the Hayden lead is 13-10. And now a pass to nowhere, and Tuck thought Schwinn might have been in that corner near side, but nobody was there, and it's thrown away. 3 turnovers now against Jeff West. Big 40 seconds here. Hayden with the ball back, leading 13-10. Sandstrom into the front court. Gruner, left side on the wing, dives in a step, now kicks it back to Reed. Reed pulling, stopping at the elbow, hands it off. Sandstrom again towards the corner. Skip to Hoosier for three. It is an air ball, but Ramsey gets the miss and is fouled on the second chance. Ramsey, especially with Sanders on the bench with two fouls, Ramsey is a problem inside. And she's had a couple offensive rebounds here and now a chance for two at the line. 21 seconds remaining in the quarter. And the first is good. 3 points here in the quarter to go along with her four rebounds. Sandstrom leading the Wildcats with six. Sanders leading the Tigers with four. Speaking of four, that's the lead right now at 14-10. One more free throw coming up here for Ramsey. And that one's pure as well. Four for Ramsey. And the largest lead for the Wildcats, five now at 15-10. Just 21 seconds left. Tigers can play for the final shot. Dickey slowly into the front court, launching a pass. Noel in the corner, looking for Stones inside. 9 seconds to go. Dickey into the paint, lost it, gets it back, and draws a foul. 5 seconds to go. Dickey to the line for two.
Dickey did a really good job there, noticing that she did drop the ball and not just freak out. She went right back to where she dropped it. Her, it was almost kind of fumbled around by the feet, picked right up and went up to draw a foul. That was a really good job by her.
Cadence Watts, who had just checked in, sophomore, picks up the foul for the Wildcats, and the free throw is good for the senior Ella Dickey. 2 for 2 at the line here so far, 4 points in the game. She had a double-double against the Redhawks last night, 18-10. She was 5 of 6 at the line. 5 seconds, 15-11. Trying to get it to within three. And she does. 5 in the quarter for Dickey, 15-12, 5 seconds, plenty of time. Here's Sandstrom, head of steam, baseline jumper is good at the buzzer. Sandstrom says, I'll do it myself, and she had 8 in the first period, and the lead back to 5. A good one, though, through 8 minutes. Hayden, 17, Jeff West, Lady Tigers, 12. Back to the second quarter after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA. KNZA 103.9, quarter number two underway. The Jeff West girls trailing Topeka Hayden 17-12 in this Class 3A sub-state championship game from Royal Valley High School. Brandon, we got Paige, Chance in studio. Tigers opening possession of the second quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds underneath. Tigers will keep it. Done a good job here offensively. They have made it a point to attack these Hayden bigs underneath, and they've gotten some good looks and some free throw attempts. Stones again. Oh, and she fell down through some contact, and they call the travel. Fourth turnover against Jeff West. Stones falling through a couple defenders, does not get the call there. First possession of the second for Hayden, and a 5-point lead at 17-12. Here's Greco down the middle, right side pass that goes to Meyer. Meyer's length, Ramsey open, straightaway three, it's in and out, no, and a rebound for Jeff West. Ramsey, a very capable three-point shooter, hit a couple in the game last night against ACCHS. One of them was right from that same spot. Stones lost it underneath, Noel attacking it, and it's ripped away by Ramsey. I think they get a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the Wildcats. So two early turnovers here for Jeff West to start the second. Allie Tuck checks back in for Dan Hypes and crew. 45 seconds into this second quarter, a five-point Hayden lead at 17-12. The Hayden boys won an absolute thriller over the Sabetha Blue Jays in the first game tonight. It didn't take one, but two overtimes. That final was 71-67. There's a dart pass inside and through contact. Ramsey again for an easy two off the window. Beautiful feed from high-low. Largest lead for the Wildcats at seven, and now just an errant pass that goes awry and a turnover, and now Jeff West trying to get it back, and Stone gets the jump ball and gets the possession back for the Tigers. So fortunate there after a pass was taken away by Hayden. Good defense there by Stones to get that possession back. When you're playing teams caliber of Hayden, a 7-point deficit sometimes can feel like a 12-14-point deficit, but Tigers have played well so far. 6:35 left in the half. Couple early turnovers here in the corner. They go inside. Stones on Ramsey. Shot rejected, but they get her for the body. Maybe caught her on the arm as well. That's going to be the second on Amelia Ramsey. Free throws coming up here for Kinley Stones. You would love to get a couple of these girls into some foul trouble. And Stones in and out on the first free throw. She was 7 of 7 at the line in the game yesterday against Hiawatha. This is her first attempt here in the sub-state title. 19-12, Hayden by 7. 6:29 to go in the half. The second, though, is good. Stones now with 3. 19-13, the Wildcats over Tigers. Still early second period. Man-to-man defense for Jeff West. Greco looks right, goes to Grunert on the wing. Up top to Sandstrom. Left side, Hoosier has it. Goes left now, Greco straight away. Open triple, missed everything but backboard. And another offensive rebound, this time by Sandstrom. Sandstrom drives, fading away, nearly got one to go. Nice box out there by Noel to get that rebound off the second chance. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Here is Stones. 6-point deficit for Jeff West. Here's Stones diving in from the elbow, layup, blocking foul, good and one. Kinley Stones, a chance for three. Continuing to attack the rack, and it's paying off here early for the Tigers.
Kinley really does a great job of attacking the basketball to the rim because, you know, she is not the tallest person out there, and for her to be making those big moves and getting down the paint is really, really impressive.
Completes the three-point play. Stones down with 6. And it's 19-16. The lead trimmed to 3. Hoosier drive. Grunert left corner. She's open. A 3. It grazes the front rim. And another offensive rebound for Hayden. Here's Greco driving from the point. Layup no, but a foul. And Greco will shoot 2. Second chance ops really hurting Jeff West on the defensive end. That should be a shooting foul, and they're not going to call it that way, so that's a break there for Jeff West. Greco won't get free throws, and now a tip pass. Greco right back into the paint, throws it. She'll get it this time, but it's an and one in the variety. So she'll only get one, but a chance for 3. 5 for Greco in the half, and that's the lead now at 21-16. Foul on Stones, that's her second. And she caps the three-point play to Norma Greco. Makes it 22-16 at 5:23 to go in the half. Stones at the elbow, back down. Here's Tuck, right wing triple on the way. It's high off the heel, fighting for the rebound. Stones able to get it and keep it alive. Here's Noel, bouncing one inside. Tuck underneath the basket, muscling in, laying it in over Grunert. Tuck for 2, her first basket, this one off a second chance, and it's down to 4 with 5 minutes to go in the half. Here's a 3, no hesitation, it's nothing but nylon for Briley Meyer. Her first basket, and she can step out and hit. Now Jeff West turning it over. Stormy Sandstrom. She'll sidestep. Right-handed floater. Good. That's how quick Hayden can strike. That is a quick five. And just like that, the lead is nine. And timeout, Jeff West. 27-18 at 4:36 to go in the half. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Shout out Paige, bringing some cookies for the crew here tonight. We didn't get popcorn, but cookies certainly work. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit, how quickly Hayden can strike. 5 points, certainly not a lot, but when you're in a game of this magnitude against a game or against a team of this caliber, you know, you're down 4 or 5, you're keeping it. You turn it over, they get a three-pointer, and then they get an easy bucket off another turnover. You look up, it's almost a 10-point deficit. So, again, slow down. Don't go away from what you're doing, and just hang around. That's all you can ask for.
You know, Hayden plays this really high-level teams, 5A, 6A teams, so they're used to teams, you know, really attacking and playing really aggressive defense. And for Hayden to still be playing that aggressively with, you know, a smaller 3A school, it's really impressive how they can use all that skill and show how much strength they really have.
Well, let's see if Coach Hives gets something drawn up here after the timeout, I should say. Down 9 now, largest lead for the Wildcats. Tuck gets it off to Schwinn, dribbles to the free throw line. Back up top, it goes to Dickey. Angles left, hands it off on the wing there. And that's Mosier who's into the game. Tuck bounced it off her foot and picked it back up. That's a double dribble and another turnover. Tigers 8 first half turnovers, 5 here in the quarter. Still 4:02 to go in this second. Sandstrom back in. She's had a really good first half with 10. And a crunch time 4-minute stretch coming up here for Jeff West. Down 9 at 27-18. They trailed by 5 at the end of 1. Ramsey back in. Reed now a touch left side. Sandstrom up top. Dribbles right. Too easy inside over the top of everyone. And another easy layup for Amelia Ramsey. She just gets that positioning. And Jeff West deciding to front Ramsey. And they're just going over the top. And there's a drive and scoop shot up and in for Ella Dickey. And that was much needed. Gets it back to 9 at 29-20. Two-three zone defense, it appears now, for Jeff West after that bucket. Down by 9. It's over 3 minutes to go in the half. Sandstrom straight away. She's open for 3. It was deep. It was a little high and strong. Another offensive rebound, this time by Bella Reed. Here's Meyer. She is open. She is short. That would have been a 3 and a rebound this time for Jeff West and Addison Schwinn. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Tigers walking it into the front court here with Dickey. Right back to Tuck, left side. Dribbles towards the wing, and that's a travel. Handed it off to Schwinn, and just really unsure of what her next move was going to be, and didn't put the ball on the floor. Turnovers are not helping Jeff West here in this second quarter. 6 in the period, 9 in the half. Down 9 at 2:45 to go. Reed with it, looking back at her head coach, getting the play call. Sandstrom now skipping it. Gruner, right side. Ball fakes, back up top to Reed. Sandstrom bouncing it inside. This is Meyer's shot, good off the window with the right hand. Well, the size and the post presence for Hayden making it felt now. It's 31-20, 11-point advantage. And as we're approaching the final 2 minutes of the half, here's a drive by Mosier and draws the body and the foul. So a hard take. Get Ashley Mosier to the line to shoot 2. Gruner picks up the foul, her first, team third. Big free throws coming up for Mosier. Trying to get it back to under 10. First one up, can't get the first. The Tigers very good at the line in their win over Hiawatha last night. They were 18 of 23. Right now, 6-10 here in this first half. Mosier second. She left that one short. And a rebound for Meyer. Stays 31-20, and there's a steal picked off by Tuck. They were looking up the floor. Bernard nearly came back with a steal herself. But Jeff West with it, down 11 with 2 minutes to go in the half. Stones left side on the wing, trying to put Hoosier on the dribble. It's back to the point, backing it out a little bit. Wants a ball screen from Tuck. They go under. Now she drives, lost it, out of bounds, and a turnover. That's been the story for Jeff West here in the second. Now 7 second quarter turnovers and 10 in the half. Hayden led the game 17-12 at the end of one. They lead it 31-20. Now 1:40 and counting left until halftime. Sandstrom right side. Meyer thought about it. Dead right back to Sandstrom. Now Reed. Short corner with Hoosier. Good pass up top to Sandstrom again. Another Reed pass to Ramsey. Hayden team moves it well, and they set it up for Sandstrom again, and she buries a straightaway triple. 13 in the game for Lauren Sandstrom, and it's 34-20 Hayden. Final 1:15 of the half. Here's Tuck on the dribble, and a foul. Final foul to give for Hayden in the half. They get Meyer, and that is her third. That's a big foul. It's Meyer off the floor. Well, Meyer, 5'11", and they just bring on a 6-foot sophomore in Watts, so the size doesn't go anywhere. And keep that length in the post. Over the top pass, here's Stones, final 70 seconds of the half. Hayden building on a lead here at 14 at 34-20. And now another turnover. It's thrown into the backcourt by Dean, who had just checked in. And they're actually going to say it was deflected by the Wildcats. It was hard to tell. Thought it was going to be a turnover, but Tigers benefit there. And they will keep the possession with now under a minute to go. Tigers desperately could use a bucket here. Kind of slow down that Hayden momentum. And Stones maybe got away with a travel. Threw up a shot, no good. Sandstrom the rebound. She'll push it up the floor. Hoosier hacks from behind. And that's going to be on Tuck. That's going to be her second. And Reagan Hoosier is going to shoot two. At 44.2 seconds remaining in the half. First free throw on the way, no good. Hoosier with the misfire stays 34-20 at 44.2 seconds remaining in the half. And the second is short, but it's Sandstrom with the offensive rebound. Scoop, reverse layup is good. No answer in the half for Lauren Sandstrom. She's got 15, and it's 36-20. Hayden by 16. Final 30 seconds for the Tigers here to get something, but they don't. They turn it over. Here comes Hayden. Hoosier in transition. Stop. Kicks it back to Sandstrom. Ball fake. 17 seconds. 19-footer is short. Jeff West will let it go out of bounds. So the Tigers fortunate there. We'll get it back down 16 with 14 seconds to go. Reed is out. Gruner back in. Tigers have slowly been losing ground on this number 2 ranked Hayden Wildcats squad, who certainly has all the pieces to win a title this year. Final few seconds. They got to get it into the corner. Tuck throws one up. It's well off. No, and that takes us to halftime. Pretty dominant second quarter for Hayden as they look to sweep this Royal Valley Substate. The boys over Sabetha in double overtime in game one. Now still two quarters to go for the girls, but they have a 16-point lead over Jefferson West. 36-20 is the score. Halftime is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back after this here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Good second quarter for the Hayden girls, leading now Jeff West at the half, 36-20. Brandon Tamman with you, Chance Link studio producer. Of course, Paige Mueller alongside here, helping out throughout the course of the last couple of nights here at Royal Valley. Jeff West hanging around early, going back and forth with number two in the state. Ultimately, Jeff West trailing by five at the end of one, and then Hayden started playing some really tight, aggressive defense, forcing a lot of turnovers, some of which unforced by Jeff West, but nonetheless, defense into offense. 8 second quarter turnovers for Jeff West, leading to a Hayden 19-8 quarter, and what now we have a 36-20 Hayden halftime lead. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tenke, Kay Adler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yanks, and Courtney Brockoff. Again, for the Wildcats, they got 15. Lauren Sandstrom just dynamite in the first half. Hit a three, 15 points, doing it all. Four rebounds as well, really the difference for the Wildcats here. Amelia Ramsey, 8 points and four rebounds as well. They got 6 points from Norma Greco. They got five from Briley Meyer. They also got two from Avery Grunert. For the Tigers, they got Ella Dickey, 7, leading the charge for them. They also got 6 from Kimley Stones. They got 4 from Burley Sanders. They got 2 from Hallie Tuck. And then they got 1 from Colby Noel. Wildcats, 6 turnovers in the first half. Tigers ending with 11 in the half. Hayden, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Jeff West with 6 of 10 at the line. And the rebound numbers, a double up for Hayden. 16-8, their advantage on the glass. Wildcats leading 36-20. We're at the half. We'll step aside, another timeout, and more after this here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Jeff West girls are going to have some work to do here in the second half if they want to play spoiler and pull off a massive upset. Hung around early, but number two ranked Hayden certainly just kind of put it together on both ends, kind of spreading out that lead throughout the course of the second quarter. Turnovers an issue for the Tigers. And Lauren Sandstrom's 15 points in the first half. A big difference here for Hayden as they lead Jefferson West 36-20. We'll step aside for another 2.5 minute timeout. Come back. Second half is coming your way next. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. Something that we do here at Farmers is to help the customer to look for creative ways to get to financing. If there's something that's not necessarily possible at other banks, you can always give us a try, and we can see if there's something we can do to help you. If you're interested in taking a look to see if the Farmer State Bank can help you, then come see me and ask for Zach. See what we can do.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Here we go. Chance, Brandon, Page, all hanging with you here. KNZA, girls substate championship game in Class 3A from Royal Valley High School. Number two, Topeka Hayden, leading Jeff West 36-20. And I get a big second quarter for the Wildcats, pushing that lead out. And for the Tigers, we're going back and forth with number two in the state for the first about 5 or 6 minutes or so. The Tigers kind of lost control with a lot of turnovers and helping Hayden get out to easy buckets in transition. But here we go. Certainly plenty of time for the Tigers to make a run, but it's got to happen here soon. Second half underway. Hayden from left to right. They got the opening possession of the quarter. Sandstrom, who had the hot first half, tried to throw up one, got her own miss, and another second chance opportunity. Rebounding, favoring Hayden here. Gruner to three. It's off the heel. Strong, fighting. Ramsey, another rebound. Third opportunity. Sandstrom up. No. Ramsey again had it, lost it, and it's finally picked up by Stone. Had about four opportunities there, and Hayden could not come up with a bucket. First possession in the second half on offense. Here's Noel for Jeff West. Out to Tuck in the corner, driving in, bouncing it corner to Stone. She'll fire a deep three, front rim no, and a rebound for Meyer and Hayden. A minute into the third quarter, Hayden's lead 36-20 on Jefferson West as the Wildcats are looking for a Royal Valley sub-state sweep as the boys won over Sabetha in double overtime. And there's a three that spins in there from the top of the key from who else? Lauren Sandstrom, she's got 18 in the game. And the largest lead continues to grow for the Wildcats, now 39-20. Sanders inside, needs to put one up quickly or get out of the paint for a three count. She throws up a tough shot, no good. Rebound for Ramsey and the Wildcats. Hayden, all the momentum right now here early in the third. Greco's pass up top to Meyer. Holds it at the hip, right side to Gruner. She'll get around a defender and tuck. Layup, takes it all the way. Nice finish by Avery Gruner. She's got four, and the lead is now 21 at 41-20. Jeff West, they need a bucket. They find Sanders inside. Layup, good. She had a couple of those in the first half. Gets one here. She's got six, and it's 41-22. Now whistle and a foul away from the ball as Ramsey hit the floor. Battling down low with Sanders, and Sanders quickly picks up her third foul. 5:53 to go, third quarter, sub-state title, 41-22. Hayden's lead here over Jeff West. They get it to Ramsey inside. Shot good, no, and that's the fourth foul on Sanders. She's going to have to come out, and Ramsey will shoot two. Smart play by the Wildcats there on that inbounds play. And you take away really the lone legit post presence that can defend down there with the likes of Ramsey and Sandstrom and Meyer. And we saw what happened when Sanders had to sit in the first half. They started really taking over down there. And now it's trouble time for the Tigers as Ramsey hits the first. She's got nine. She's 3-for-3 at the line, and she's got six rebounds as well. The lead is 20. One more on the way. She missed that one. And fighting for the rebound. And finally it comes up into the hands of Sandstrom. Another offensive rebound. She is fouled. And now she will shoot two. And Tuck picks up her third and team foul number three. Rebounding again. That certainly was a key coming in with the size of the Wildcats. And Sandstrom's big night continues. She's got 19 after that first make. Had just 11 against ACCHS, but she is exploding here now with 20. She goes 2-for-2. 44-22, a double-up lead for the Wildcats here with 5:43 to go in this third quarter. They show some press. Stones in the rack and a foul called on Ramsey. And Ramsey picks up her third. Free throws coming up for Jeff West.
These free throws are going to be extremely important for the Tigers as they really need to start getting points back in the third quarter. They're down double what they are, and so they're definitely going to have to work hard to start getting stuff working on offense and to get defensive stops because Hayden has done a great job of making every shot that they take, getting those rebounds if they're misses. It's doing great on shot selection and then doing great on falling into the basketball as well.
Well, Stone's made the first, looking for the second, got it to go, so she goes 2-for-2. She's got 8 in the game. She's 4-for-5 at the line. And the lead at 20 now for the Wildcats. It's 44-24. Still over 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Greco into the front court. Man-to-man defense. Jeff West, they got to just get some stops. And Sandstrom will try to fire up a deep contested three. That might have been a heat check. It's an air ball. A rebound for Jefferson West, and they'll push. Sandstrom, good defense on Tuck here. Gets it off to Dickey on the wing right. Looking back towards the corner, not there. And dribbles back to the top of the key. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Hayden's lead is 20 over Jeff West. And another good take and another foul. Dickey's showing a little bit of fight here, and she'll shoot two. Bruner picks up the foul, her second and team second. Dickey, 7 points here in the game. She's 3 for 3 at the line. And her first rattles out. She had an 18-10 double-double last night against Hiawatha. And she's got 7 here tonight so far against number 2 Hayden. Second's up, second's good. So she goes 1 for 2 and has 8 to match Stone's. 44-25, deficit 19 now for Jeff West. Just under 5 minutes to go in this third. Here's Meyer at the point. Sandstrom again with the size inside. And that's a mismatch all day with Dickey trying to defend Sandstrom. They go to her, and then she draws the foul. And Stones picks up her third. And Sandstrom again will shoot two. And the first for Sandstrom is good. She's now 3 for 4 at the line and has a game-high 21 points. Trying to get the lead to 21. She does, and now she has 22. She's made 4 straight at the line. And a near turnover. Hayden's defense deflecting a pass out of bounds. 4:44 left third quarter. It's a 46-25 Hayden lead. Here's Noel in the corner. Now Dickey a touch. Right side on the wing. Looking for Tuck. Not there. Now Schwinn. Now Tuck driving, kicking, Stones to look from three. It's an air ball. Sandstrom a rebound. They get it up the floor. Gruner saves it from going out. Now Hoosier stepping back into the right corner. They'll reset. Down to 4:20 left in this third period. Hayden in control with the ball, leading 46-25. Inside to Meyer. Greco straightaway three. She's wide open. Left it short. And chasing it down, another offensive rebound for the Wildcats. Sandstrom dumping it down. Meyer ball faking through 2 defenders. Count it. And the foul. Meyer with 7, a chance for one more. And Jeff West, they have no answer, no size down low for the strength right now from this Wildcats lineup. Schwinn picks up her second. And team foul number 5. So the last 4:03 of the quarter, Wildcats are going to be in the bonus. Meyer had 11 of her 13 yesterday in the second half against ACCHS. She has 8 here after completing the 3-point play. 49-25, the largest lead of the game for the Wildcats. 4 down and 4 to go here, quarter number 3. Jeff West, a lot of work to do, short amount of time. Here's Stones, a little pull-up, and she got it from the elbow. Nice speed jump shot for the senior, Kinley Stone. She's got 10, makes it 49-27. Skip pass, and a steal. Tuck reading that pass and taking it away. Turnover by the Wildcats. Jeff West into the corner here. This is Mosier. Mosier into Stone, sidestepping. Noel, shot rejected by Sandstrom from the backside. Launching a pass to Greco. She'll drive, throws one up, no, and she'll shoot two. Sandstrom just starting a pass, 3/4 the way up the floor as Tuck picks up her 4th. Greco at the line to shoot 2, 6 points here in tonight's ball game. She had 4 last night and now 7 as she hits the first. Wildcats have hit 6 of 7 free throws here in the third quarter. Their lead is now 50-27. And the second's good as well for Norma Greco. 8 points for her, makes it 51-27. At under 3:20 to go in this third. Going side, Stones missed a shot. Ramsey there to defend. And Ramsey gets it up the floor quickly. Two-on-one break. Meyer all the way. Count it and the foul. Dickey the foul and an and-one here for Briley Meyer. And it's blown open now as Hayden is putting it on. Three-point play there by Meyer. 54-27. The Hayden lead is 3 minutes to go in the third. Stones at the free throw line, driving Noel. Ball fake. Nearly got away with a walk. Gets it off to Dickey for three. Halfway down and out. It's spun out. Another rebound for Ramsey. One pass inside. Reed, layup good. Greco the assist. Bella Reed for two. And a timeout, Jeff West. Have no choice. But to burn a full, so we'll step aside. 2:42 left, third quarter. Hayden putting it on Jeff West in the sub-state title game. 56-27. We're back after this on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
2:42 to go, third quarter, 3A girls sub-state championship game. All Hayden tonight over Jeff West, leading 56-27. It's just been a tough go since the first quarter, about the first 5 minutes. It was back and forth, but turnovers started piling up, and Hayden has just been slowly putting it on since the second quarter. And a lead near 30 now with 2:41 to go in the third. Hayden has looked the part all the way through this tournament. 84-12 there went against Bishop Ward in the first round. 57-10 against ACCHS last night in the semis, and now they lead Jeff West in the title game. 56-27. There's a second chance opportunity up for Mosier missing, and she'll shoot two. Foul on Ramsey, though, is her fourth. Mosier has not scored tonight. She's 0 for 2 at the line. Bet she gets that one to go. That'll have to bring on Sandstrom. Ramsey out with the four fouls. Second on the way. That one's good as well. So Mosier goes 2 for 2, gets her first points tonight, makes it 56-29 at 2:20 to go in this third quarter. They try to go inside, a little lazy to Sandstrom, and it's taken away. Good defense there by Dickey and Jeff West, forcing a turnover. Jeff West, they've been much better not turning it over. They just haven't been able to get anything going offensively. There's a missed three, and a rebound for Reed. Up the floor, Sandstrom, layup good. Beat everybody. She's got 24. Here's Dickey. Lead at 29 again. Driving is Mosier, throws one up through traffic, no good. Battling for the rebound, should be a jump ball. It is. Possession arrow keeps it. Here with Jeff West. 1:42 left in the quarter. 58-29. The Hayden lead. They average 56 points per game this season due to the Wildcats, and they got 58 still late third. There's Stones driving in, kind of spinning through, lost it, ball on the floor. I think we get a foul on Jeff West here. I think it's Dickey on the pickup attempt there. That'll be her second. Team foul number 5. So free throws again. Rest of the quarter here for the Wildcats. And I think it's Reagan Hoosier who's going to shoot these two free throw attempts. Has not scored tonight. She's 0 for 2 at the line. Has 4 rebounds. 5'7 senior for the Wildcats. Her first is good. And the lead now 30 at 59-29. And the second short, rebound Jeff West. Pulled in there by Harriet Dean. Final 90 seconds of the third quarter, Hayden by 30. Here's Stones driving in, lost it. And a foul against the Wildcats in the paint. I think it's on the floor. They get Watts. So Jeff West will throw it in underneath Noel. Up top. They set it up for Mosier in the corner and had to throw it back in, and that's going to be a turnover. Here's Meyer. She'll take it all the way off balance. Can't get it to go. Sandstrom flips one up. She can't get it to go. Gets her own miss and kicks it back out. Hoosier a three. It's high off the heel. Finally chasing it in the corner is Reed. Too many offensive rebounds to go around here. And Hayden just dominating the glass here tonight. Now there's under a minute to go. Their lead is 30 in the quarter. Sandstrom closed out by Olivia Meyer. Shot up, no, but a foul. And they get this one on Meyer. Two more free throws for Lauren Sandstrom. Dynamite night for her. 24 points and 10 rebounds. She has just been a force, and Jeff West has had no answer for her. But she misses the first free throw, now 4-6 at the line. 46.6 seconds remaining in this game. Seconds is good. So Sandstrom goes 1-for-2. She's got a game high 25. It is 60-29 at 46.6 seconds remaining in this third quarter. If it holds 30 plus, we'll get a running clock in the fourth quarter. Meyer lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Hayden. Jeff West. Pretty sure it was last touched by Jeff West, but the officials say it will be Tigers basketball. Throwing it in is Mosier, gets it into Stone, top of the key, facing the bucket, puts it at the hip, now on the dribble. Final 35 seconds to go in the quarter. It's been all Hayden tonight. Stone's firing up a tough shot, no. Rebound, another one for Sandstrom. Now Hayden, with under 30 seconds to go, can play for the final shot. Here's Meyer, why not, in the corner for three, front rim, no. Another offensive rebound and a shot up and good. Who else? Sandstrom again. 27 for Lauren Sandstrom, and it's 62-29, final 10 seconds of the quarter. Here's Stones at the point, dribbling back, waist high, wants a screen, not much with it, 3 seconds, steps back, shot blocked. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. Another dominant quarter for the Hayden Wildcats, number two in the state. They're 8 minutes away from a trip to Hutch next week. We're back for the fourth quarter after this here on KMZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Now should have a running clock dialed up here in the fourth quarter. All Hayden once again, 62-29 here in the sub-state title game. against Jefferson West. They outscored the Tigers 26-9 in the third quarter. Hayden, the first possession of the final frame. Pass tipped out of bounds by Dickey. Good defense. Reese Hoosier is checked into the game. She's a sophomore for the Wildcats. Recco has it up top. Again, running clock, so a pretty fast moving fourth quarter on the way here as Hayden's going to sweep this Royal Valley substay. Again, the boys, an absolute double overtime thriller against Sabetha earlier tonight, 71-67. The Wildcat girls have dominated Jeff West here in this second game. Here's Ramsey straight on three, just barely grazed iron, and it's tapped in and saved underneath. Another chance on a second chance here. Bourjean, who was into the game, saved it. Now Greco throws one up. That is no good. And a rebound for Kinley Stone. Early fourth quarter, 62-29 Hayden. Just saw the Jefferson County North boys defeat Horton. So the Chargers beating the Chargers, and JCN has birthed their way into a state tournament appearance next week. That will be out in Dodge City for Class 2A. Jeff West throwing it in underneath after a deflected pass out of bounds. Dickey over the top. Noel taking away and a steal. Here comes Ramsey. She wants to go coast to coast, working on Sanders, and that's five on Sanders. She'll foul out. That point just let her go, and that will be it for the senior, Burley Sanders, and her career is coming to an end here as the running clock is down to 6 minutes, and Ramsey will shoot two. Standing ovation from the Jeff West fans. Good to see there. Other seniors, including Ella Dickey, Hallie Tuck, Kimley Stones. Here's the first free throw by Ramsey. She gets it to go. She's out 4 for 5 at the line, and two rebounds away from a double-double. She's got 10 points and 8 boards. Well, the story tonight has been the Hayden defense and then Lauren Sandstrom, who's got 27. Ramsey goes 2 for 2. She's got 11. Ramsey's out, probably the last we'll see of the starters for the Wildcats. Final 5-plus minutes here, running clock, fourth quarter. Here's Dickey with the basketball. Stones back up top to Tuck. Dickey into the corner. She'll fire a three. Front rim, not there. And a rebound for Schwinn, and then a whistle and a foul. And see, that foul was on. It was Bourjean who picked it up. That was her first. Jeff West to throw it in. Another three for Stones. This one hits the front iron just a bit short. And Bourjean, another rebound off that miss. Up the floor. Watts all the way to the rack. She's found by Noel. And free throws coming up for Cadence Watts. Beg your pardon. Cadence Watts, a 6-foot sophomore for the Wildcats. 4:20, running clock, fourth quarter. Free throw rims out. 64-29, Hayden lead. See Jocelyn Sutton, a sophomore, in for Hallie Tuck, the senior, standing O from the Jeff West fans as we're down to 4 minutes and running in this fourth quarter. Watts at the line, trying to go 1 for 2, does so. First point tonight for Cadence Watts, and it's 65-29 at under 3:45 to go. Jeff West going to finish with a record of 9-14 on the year. Another three straight on, missing. Rebound for Watts. And here's Ella Foster into the front court for Hayden at under 3.5 minutes to go. Hayden's going to head to Hutch next week. A 19-4 mark. Be interesting to see where that puts them seeding-wise. Depending on the rest of the sub-state outcomes here tonight. Wasting some time are the Wildcats here. Good defense by Stones, tipping a pass out of bounds. We'll see another sub in. We'll see Waters checking in. And the seniors are out for the Tigers. They get the standing ovation, the final 2:45 running clock here in the fourth quarter. Backups in for both teams. There's a whistle and a foul on Jeff West. I think they get Sutton here for a reach in. Seniors still getting that standing ovation from the Jeff West crowd. Under 2.5 minutes to go. Hayden sets it up left side. Foster a three, and she canned it. First bucket for Ella Foster. And it's a near 40-point lead. It's 68-29. Final 2+ minutes of this game. And a whistle and a foul inside. Going to go against Hayden here. Sounds like they get Bourgeon with her second foul. Down to 150. Clock moving. 39-point lead for Hayden here in this one. Backups in for both teams. Here is Malone. And for Jefferson West, spins it off here to Meyer. She'll get inside. Nice pass. Layup up and in. That is Addison Schwinn, who was on the board for the first bucket tonight for her. 68-31. We're under 90 seconds to go. Hayden last year went 15-8. They got to the 4A state tournament, but lost in the first round to McPherson. And what was the 2-7 matchup? They were the 7th seed. McPherson was the 2 seed. So now they're down to 3A. Number 2 ranking and heading to state once again. Silver Lake should be the favorite out in Hutch next week. Under a minute to go. Hayden working with the possession here. Here's Bourgeon. And a near turnover there. Good defense by Dean. Tipping the pass out of bounds. Running clock down under 40 seconds. Hayden trying to get it in. What a pass over the top to Watch. She missed the layup. Gets her own miss. And she is fouled. And that will surely run off the final 20 seconds here. They'll stop it with about a second or two to go. They'll let Watch shoot her free throws here, and that'll pretty much end it. 68-31. Watts here again, shooting two. Free throw good. 69-31. And they'll just run it off and don't even give her a second free throw attempt. They say don't worry about it. So that'll do it. The Hayden Wildcats sweep the Royal Valley Substate All-Lady Wildcats in game number two as they defeat Jeff West 69-31. Our postgame next brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We've wrapped it up here. We'll close it out, wrap it up when we come back here on KMCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, sub-state complete here at Royal Valley, and the Hayden Wildcats certainly enjoying it both ways, no doubt, as they sweep it tonight. The Hayden boys in the first game, double overtime thriller, 71-67 over the top seed, Sabetha Blue Jays. And just with Jeff West in the girls' sub-state final in the nightcap, winning 69-31. Again, Brandon, Paige, Chance, appreciate everyone. Leah, of course, in that first game, helping out with the Sabetha channel. As we've wrapped up our weekly coverage here on KNZA with more to come next week with area teams at state tournaments. But again, our post-game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. As we take a look at some of the numbers in this one, again, the difference, rebounding, second chance opportunities. Jeff West did a nice job in the second half, limiting the turnovers compared to the first half, but just not enough. Burley Sanders got in a little bit of foul trouble, ultimately fouled out. They had no size presence for girls like Lauren Sandstrom, Amelia Ramsey, Briley Meyer. Hayden just started forcing the issue, getting it inside, pounding the rock, getting easy buckets, and Sandstrom again, monstrous night. As Hayden will head to Hutchinson next week with a record of 19-4. See where they will get lined up in that bracket. Jeff West, their season comes to an end, 9-14. Let's dive into some of the stats. We'll start with Hayden again. Lauren Sandstrom, the big key tonight. A monster double-double, 27 points and 11 rebounds. She was 5-7 at the line. They also got 11 apiece from Amelia Ramsey and Briley Meyer. They got 8 in the game from Norma Greco. They got 4 in the game from Avery Gruner. They got 3 from Ella Foster. And then 2 apiece from Bella Reed and also Cadence Watts. For Jefferson West, senior Kinley Stones leading the way with 10. They got 8 from Ella Dickey. They got 6 from Burley Sanders. And then they got 2 apiece from Ashley Moser. Also Addison Schwinn, Hallie Tuck. And they got 1 point from Colby Noel. Some of the other team numbers, 14 total turnovers for Jeff West. They were 11-16 at the line. Hayden had 9 turnovers in the game. They were 20-27 at the line. They shot 19 free throws in the second half. Both teams pretty solid from the free throw line. Again, Hayden 20-27. Jeff West 11-16. But the big difference outside of the Sandstrom performance, we talked about it, the rebounding advantage. A heavy dose of offensive rebounds. Don't have the official offensive rebound numbers, but I would bet a dollar that Hayden had more offensive rebounds than Jeff West had total rebounds. The unofficial rebounding numbers in this game, 38-11, plus 27 in the rebound margin. That is heavy, and it was just a tough draw with that size favoring the Wildcats here tonight. Lauren Sandstrom, by the way, she's going to be our player of the game. Why not? 27-11, just a difference maker. And an unstoppable force for the Wildcats here tonight. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We'll take one final timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up and get you a little preview of what is to come next week for state basketball coverage. Some teams have gone on. Some teams come up a bit short. It's been a busy day, but we'll wrap things up when we come back after a final timeout here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
Once again, the final in the girls 3A substate here at Royal Valley. All Hayden, number two in the state, taking down Jeff West, 69-231. Before we send things off and wrap it up real quick, just kind of running through some of the teams that we know from our area that have clinched spots in state tournaments. Of course, starting with 1A Division I, the Frankfort girls are going back. This time, not in Dodge City, they'll be out in Colby. That is where 1A D1 is this season, as 2A is gone from Manhattan out to Dodge City. So 2A is in Dodge City, 1A D1 out in Colby. Frankfort girls, they return after a third-place finish last year. The Centralia girls, they were dominant again tonight. They won by 30 over Burlingame. So Centralia and Frankfort girls both going to be down in Colby for state. The Jefferson County North boys holding off Horton by 6, so they will head out to Dodge City. The Jefferson County North Chargers, of course, they made that run to the state title game in football this past year. Now their basketball team in 2A out to Dodge City and a state tournament berth there. The Nemaha Central boys, they fell to number one Beloit by 7, so the Thunder came up a game short. The Axtell boys, they are back out in Great Bend. They beat Hanover by 6, so Axtell, after fourth place finish a year ago, they get another opportunity out in Great Bend. Clifton Clyde boys, they are on to 1A D1. They defeated Frankfurt in their sub-state title game. The Atchison boys returning to Salina. They dominated Parsons tonight, 64-37. Valley Heights girls also a win as well. They are back to the state tournament for a fourth time in 5 years, beating Wabunsee by 6 points. And then we're also going to have, we know, on KNZA, the Silver Lake girls. We had them last year across the network in their third-place run out in Hutch. We will have them again, the plan for next week. Again, as we'll have all this finalized, the brackets are going to come out here by tomorrow, so stay up to date with MSUSports.net over the next couple of days. And, of course, early next week, we will have everything dished up and written out for everybody, letting everybody know who's going where, who's covering what, how we're going to be covering it. But all of our local teams at state tournaments, we will have that coverage. But none coming out of this 3A substate here at Royal Valley as the Hayden Wildcats sweep. But, again, our final scores one final time in the boys' game, absolute thriller. But it was the Wildcats besting the Sabetha Blue Jays in double overtime. And then the exact opposite in the girls' substate title, all Wildcats as they beat down Jefferson West 69-31. Again, for Paige, Leah, Chance, everyone involved, thanks for hanging with us all week long for Substate Hoops. We'll talk to you next week for the final week of the basketball season. State tournaments next week. We'll have all the coverage across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been...